Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. We have our special guest, Annie Dieselberg. I'm so excited that you're here, Annie, all the way from Bangkok, Thailand. So it's a real blessing to have you in the studio today. And I've been over in Bangkok and seen your work there, Nightlight. It's amazing, and congratulations for all that you're doing to see the Lord's love touch many victims. But why don't you share a little bit about yourself, mm-hmm. about your journey and how you ended up in Bangkok, reaching out to girls who are in prostitution and reaching out to girls who've been trafficked from all over the world into Bangkok and brought into the sex mm-hmm. trade.
My parents were missionaries in Africa. So a lot of my childhood was actually growing up in what's now known as Congo. And I think it was there that God really began to shape me to have a heart for those who are marginalized by society, those who are treated unjustly. I saw a lot of things even as a kid that haunted me, that made me just want to stand up for them. I was a very shy child, but I would forget myself. When I saw a situation of injustice, I would forget that I was shy, and I had to speak up on behalf of that victim. And so looking back, I know that God was shaping
yes.
me. My husband and I moved to Thailand to be missionaries in urban ministry, and it took me a while to find my niche, but the ones that were on my heart the most were the women in prostitution. Wow. And I remember thinking, that's the dream job. You know, if there was anything that I could do that I want to do, that would be the job that I would want to do, to help those women.
That has to be a call from God, because for someone to say that's the dream job, that could only be a call from God. Because I remember a number of years ago when I first met you, was actually my very first trip into Thailand. The Lord had spoken to me about, going to Thailand. He said, I want you to go to Thailand. I'm going to teach you about sex tourism. And I thought, sex, tourism, do those things go together? You know, and when I arrived there, I was completely overwhelmed. I was pretty devastated at what we saw and how the girls were treated and what they were involved in. And you so graciously took us on a tour and just really revealed the heart of God and revealed the injustice of what was going on. And so that night, I remember being so overwhelmed. I could hardly sleep. And I think that's probably most people's initial reaction. It wouldn't be like, oh, I think I'll step into the dream job and take care of these girls. But throughout the night, as God revealed his heart, it looked like, hey, it's possible that we can do something about this. Mm-hmm. His light is greater than the darkness. Mm-hmm. I love the name of your ministry, by the way, Night Light, bringing light yes. into the darkness that those people are really living in. But tell us more. Tell us more about your journey.
Well, I think, you know, initially, it was a dream job. I mean, for me, knowing God's heart, you know, loving God yes. means that you want desperately to do what is on God's heart. And so seeing those women, I think I really felt his love for them. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't shocking at first. I did go home and have, you know, throughout the night, images of that and haunting.
Right.
How could there be this much evil in the world? I mean,
right.
I grew up with a Pollyanna type of attitude. You know, everything is good. Everybody's good. And so to be confronted by such darkness and evil initially was overwhelming. But what I've learned in that process is that the way I see it, when I encounter darkness or darkness comes, it's not that there's more darkness. I think I used to think, oh no, the world's more evil than
right.
I thought it was. If I don't see it, it's not evil. Now I see it, there's more. But I've come to understand, no, the fact that I'm encountering darkness means that God is not okay with that darkness
right.
and he's doing something about it.
Right.
So it's actually a miracle. And so every situation that we encounter, at first you need the horrible story, but the good thing is God's doing something.
Exactly.
If he wasn't, he wouldn't bring us to know it, to encounter that.
Yeah.
He wants us to be involved in his plan,
yeah.
carrying out his heart for these issues, for these
yeah.
people.
We were just recently, we were hosting an event where Bobby Connor was speaking, and he said, God, we just want to see your works. We want to see your works. And he says, well, get out and work.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you are doing, like, because you know the heart of God, and his work is a love work. It's a love expression, and you guys do that so
yeah.
well. And when you see the girls suffering and what they go through, and they're mistreated, and mm-hmm. I mean, there's just horror story after horror story. Mm-hmm. But all of their horror can be healed, delivered, dissolved in the love of God. Yes. And that's what you do. Tell us about a recent situation. You had shared a story as we were preparing for this particular program about a gal from Colombia who was a career woman, actually. Mm-hmm. And she got tricked into a situation where she ended up being trafficked. Can you share that story?
Yes, this one was a surprise to me. Each one is, you know, brings new things to us, but this woman was working in a beauty salon in Colombia, and she had a dream of opening her own shop. So a client came in and told her that if she went to China, she could buy things much cheaper in China and start her own beauty salon. So she actually saved her own money, paid for her own ticket, and took money to China to purchase these things. When she got to the airport, she was met by that client and the client's husband, and they told her, "You have been sold to these Chinese, and you are now a prostitute."
Unbelievable.
She was in such a state of shock that she couldn't fight. I think she just, you know, overcome with shock, and so they forced her into a car and took her to a brothel, and it was a nightmare of a journey for her.
Unbelievable. So she got put into a brothel in China.
Yes.
Originally. And, you know, when you were sharing the story, I was thinking it would be easy for any career person or someone wanting to get into a career to bite into that kind of a lie, especially because countries like China, there's others too, where you can purchase product at wholesale. It's done every day around the world.
Yeah.
So it's not an unusual situation. It could sound very legitimate. Oh my gosh, and it's her own client that she worked on the hair, so she would have felt some kind of a rapport.
Trust,
unbelievable. Yeah. So she was in China for a while and working under the control
She was forced. She was married and had children, and she was only going to China, planning to go for, you know, a couple weeks, and but she was raped and forced into prostitution, and even thrown in jail for a period of time. She ended up in Bangkok when her visa ran out, and she was sent by the traffickers to Bangkok to get a new visa.
Did they accompany her?
They did not, but they told her that there would be people watching her the whole time. So she still lived under the, you know,
fear.
Under the fear. I mean, she was horrendously, violently raped to break her down so that she would do what they wanted her to do.
Wow. Now, is that normal?
It is. Because she was refusing, because she said, "I love my husband, I'm not doing this." And so they said, "Well, we're going to teach you what it means to be a prostitute then."
Wow, because rape is control.
It is. It's very much.
Very,
power,
very, very
and control.
Strong control. Yeah. You know, in Revelation 18, it says that, you know, it's talking about the spirit of Babylon, how it affects the merchants of the earth and stuff like that, how the buying and trading, selling is done. So, you know, it mentions, you know, the different commodities that are sold. But what I was amazed at in this scripture was that actually in verse 13, it says that one of the commodities is the cargoes of horses and chariots and slaves, which is the purchasing of people to do work, and souls, human lives, souls, which is exactly what this kind of sex trade is all about. Unbelievable.
And people are God's most precious, dearest creation.
Now, you've been involved with busts of brothels, and you've been used powerfully even in the police apprehension and things like that many times. You're well known in Bangkok as someone that reaches out to the girls, as someone who brings deliverance to the girls, retrains them in other work so that they can have their dignity back and all of that. I want to talk more about that right after this break.
Human trafficking has taken its toll on men, women, and children all across the world. For Their Tears, I Died is a compilation of true stories and testimonies of social injustice survivors. Visit our online store at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Annie, I want to hear more about this gal that was apprehended in China and put into the sex trade. She's obviously rescued now. She's safe. She's not in China being sold as a prostitute anymore. Can you share a little bit of a conclusion with us? What was her journey like? Is she getting the ministry she needs? Is she free? Is she back with her husband?
Mm-hmm. This woman ended up in Thailand and not being able to go back to China, still feeling the threat of the trafficker, actually. The trafficker told her that she would have to pay $20,000 to be free from him. But she could not make the money, and she finally negotiated that she would pay him $2,000 more. He had already taken $7,000 from her. And it took her about a year to pay off that $2,000 to him. And then I think she just felt trapped in prostitution. She had been gone from home for 2 years. Her husband divorced her in the meantime because she hadn't come home.
Wow.
So, you know, she was very afraid in a sense of going home in that situation. But she was on a visa run to a neighboring country, and another woman who's a friend of mine from International Church met her in the van. They both spoke Spanish, so they started talking. And as a result, then the woman heard a little bit of the story. She had never been involved in this kind of work. She had no idea, but she felt sorry for the woman, kept her phone number, and they communicated. So then they called me and said, "What can we do?" So
wow.
Then I was able to meet her, and for the first time in 2 years, actually, this woman shared her whole story and just sobbed when she told about being raped and being forced
wow.
into this. And we were able to tell her that, yes, we can help her to get back. She didn't need to stay in prostitution
oh,
in order
wow.
to get a ticket back to Colombia. Was able to take her to a major organization, International Organization of Migration, to get help for her ticket. And she's on her way home
amazing.
Soon. So it
that
is amazing.
So
it's
wonderful.
God's intervention. Yeah.
Wonderful. And, you know, Annie, another thing I love about your ministry is that you and your team are trained in deliverance ministry, because when people go through the things that they go through, many things happen, you know, and demonic entities can enter them or oppress them, and they don't know how to get free mm-hmm. from the slavery of the spiritual slaves, because getting free from the natural slave is one, but then there's a whole spiritual mm-hmm. dimension as
yes.
well.
Yeah.
So can you share a little bit about the importance of deliverance ministry and how the body needs to be trained in this today?
Absolutely. Thailand is very much an animistic country, open worship of spirits. So it's easy to name that in Thailand, but it happens all over the world,
right.
even here in America. But in Thailand, because it's so easily named, it's also a lot easier, in a sense, to deal with it. The women know that they have spirits with them. And when they come to Christ, the spirits immediately begin to punish the women. As they begin to open up and they want to come to Christ, then they'll all of a sudden have nightmares, or nightmares of things coming at them to kill them. They'll feel like they're being suffocated mm-hmm. in their sleep. They will try to read the word and they can't see the page. They'll have splitting headaches at worship, or stomach ache, or nausea. And they know that they're being harassed by evil spirits. So then at that point they will come and they will ask for help and deliverance. And it's huge to freedom, because a lot of the women, they come out of prostitution, but with all the baggage of the background and all of these evil spirits that are residing
right.
with them, they're not free. So they can't, they'll take a step forward and then fall back, a step forward
right.
and fall back. And the deliverance is essential
yeah.
to helping them to find freedom. But what one of the shocking things is that what the women come to for prayer most often is not the prostitution, is not even having been raped in the bars or, you know, with clients. It's actually the wounding of childhood.
Right.
And that's the grooming that sends women into prostitution,
right.
that makes them vulnerable to trafficking. 99% the women need prayer because they feel neglected, they feel unloved, they were abandoned by their parents. And it's the huge hole, it's the huge wound in their heart that is actually the grooming that makes them vulnerable to prostitution.
I love the scripture in Psalms 27 where it says, when your mother and father forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. There's another story. We've heard one scenario where we had a career woman in a nation lied to, deceived, taken to another nation, and then was forced into prostitution. But there's another scenario that you were sharing as we were preparing for the program.
Yes. We see a lot more and more women coming from Africa, actually into Bangkok for prostitution. And recently, a young woman from Africa came, and she actually was searching for love. And she met a guy on an online dating site. And he actually bought her a ticket to Bangkok. But when she got there, she realized that it wasn't going to work with him. And he told her, hey, the other girls from your country are down the street. Why don't you go and stay with them, check them out? Well, she found out that they were all doing prostitution. And I think feeling desperate, looking for love, not wanting to go back to her country with nothing, she decided to do prostitution. So it was a choice that she made in that situation. But as a result of that, we actually met her at a medical clinic that we were having. She came in and wanted a pregnancy test and tested 3 months pregnant. And so then initially she wanted an abortion. And we told her, well, that's not something that we can do. But, you know, prayed with her, gave her a Bible. She was Christian. She took the Bible and she was telling me, sending me notes saying, thank you so much. This is my solace. This is what's helping me to get through this. And as a result, she ended up keeping the baby. And she's on her way home.
Yes. Oh, that's so wonderful. So wonderful. You know, being in Thailand a few times now, I understand that a lot of the pull for the girls there is they want a foreign husband, right? So sometimes the girls will go and work in the bars in hopes that one of their clients will become their husband. Yes. And so that keeps a lot of girls in prostitution too, doesn't it?
It does. And even this young woman from Africa, she met a man from Europe and he promised her the world. But he turned out to be mentally unstable, controlling, abusive, demeaning towards her, to the point that she had to get away from him.
Wow. Annie, what is your most, like, you know, I mean, you have ministered to so many women, but is there one that's a real heartbreaker for you? Like, what was one that touched your heart the deepest?
One of my favorites is one who I call Gomer. It's not her real name, but it's the name that I use to refer to her. Because her level of brokenness is so deep that she can't seem to find her way out of prostitution. In her own words, this is all I can do. I can't do anything else. This is what I am. This is who I am. And her brokenness starts at 7 days of age when her mother took her to a witch doctor because she wasn't nursing. And the witch doctor broke her collarbone in half in the ritual. And from that point on, her life, she was raped by a teacher. She was later gang raped in life. She became addicted to drugs, was thrown in jail, has been in mental institutions. Just one struggle after another. And I met her on the street. She looked like she was homeless, except she didn't look like the other homeless people. Mm-hmm. Her nails were painted. Mm-hmm. She had this nice pair of high-heeled shoes next to her as she was sleeping on the street. And when she was awake, I asked her, what are you doing here? And she said, I don't want to sleep with the men anymore. Oh. I don't want to do that work anymore. And I said, would you like a job? And she said, yes. I said, now? You want to come with me? And she said, yes. And she stood up and put her shoes on and took my hand, and I brought her to Nightlight.
Aww.
And she stayed with us for about 3 months that time, and then she started running back to the street. And, you know, we would run after her and try to keep her from doing it, and she would cry, and she'd say, no, I have to make more money. I have to get plastic surgery so that at least one of these men will love me.
Aww.
And her brokenness is just so deep, but she's like a child. She's like probably developmentally like a 13-year-old. So we just love her and keep loving her. And she has accepted Jesus. She has been baptized, but she cannot seem to get off the street and stay off the street. But what I love,
those things are so complex.
It's so complex, but I love the way that God loves her.
Yeah.
Even in all of that, God continually finds her on the street and brings her in, and she'll come to worship. You know, she's been out on the street all night. She'll come in a little bit, you know, inebriated, but she'll come in to worship Jesus. She'll come in to get her hugs. She'll come in to be reminded that she belongs to God and that Jesus loves her.
God never gives up.
No.
He knows what a person's been through. He understands why they do what they do. And he's just always, always our best friend.
And
in
always
the midst
pursuing.
Of it all. Yeah.
Always pursuing us.
It's beautiful. Well, that is amazing. I wanted you to share just for a moment about the jewelry business, because that's one of the businesses that you started for the girls to work at. Because if we take them out of the bars and they lose their income, they have to get an income. So can you share a little bit about your outreach?
About the outreach?
You know, the outreach as far as bringing them in and training them how to make the jewelry and giving them work.
Well, we go into the bars on a regular basis. We go to make friends with the women, to befriend them, but also to offer them an alternative. Because, yes, they make a choice. Most of them make a choice to go into prostitution. But they make a choice believing they have no other choice. So we go and we say, I know you think that you don't have any choice. You don't have the education. You don't have job skills. You have to do this. But we're here to tell you that now you have a choice. And the choice that we offer them is employment in our business, Nightlight Design Company Limited, which is a real business, so they have dignity. And I think that's very important to give them dignity. We don't want them to feel like a victim charity case forever that's dependent on aid. But we want them to grow and to develop and to have pride in what they're doing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And it's beautiful jewelry, and people can order it online. That's one of the pieces. Yeah, it's beautiful. Give us 3 or 4 things that people can do to help bring the light into this kind of darkness.
I mean, one of the key things that I want to say to the church in America is to bring the light into your own church, into your own neighborhood, your own backyard. Mm-hmm. Because actually America is exporting the demand side to Thailand.
Right.
And there is a lot of pain and a lot of brokenness right here in the backyard in America. And so we're all connected by an invisible chain that becomes actually visible and tangible in Bangkok. But if you deal with the brokenness here, accountability, safety for both victims and perpetrators, because perpetrators are hurting people.
Right.
And they're sitting in the pews of your church, but they don't know where to get help.
Yeah.
And that deep brokenness. So deal with that pain here. Another thing, of course, is to pray for us. We can't do it without prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's way bigger than us. There's no way that we can tackle this issue unless we're being held up in prayer. That's so important. Financial giving is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough. I mean, the word says don't just,
you
know, it's not just about actions and about speech and words, but it has to be action.
Right.
And we're not to love money, and we're not to seek after that. That's not the goal in life. But if we make money, and God has blessed us in that, then God's doing it so that we can help others.
Right, exactly.
So that's so important to give financially. And the other thing, then, is to be eyes and ears.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the woman on the visa run who listened to a story and then responded and did something about it. It can be that simple to begin with. It's a complex situation.
Exactly. And I think if we pray that God will give those divine appointments, I find that when I pray, he moves.
He does. It's our willingness.
Thank you so much. We just really adore you as a woman of God, but also what you're doing is awesome. I want to invite all of you who are viewing this program right now to really pray before this program is finished, that you would pray and ask God to release rescue, to release recovery for those that are already bound, and ask him for ways that you can be a part of it, that you can engage in it. He needs you. He doesn't do anything on the earth without us, his people. And so in the name of Jesus Christ, I just empower you to do and to be everything that God's grace will enable you to be and do. Remember this as you move forward, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Now go and share that love around with someone today.
Human trafficking has taken its toll on men, women, and children all across the world. For Their Tears, I Died is a compilation of true stories and testimonies of social injustice survivors. Visit our online store at xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Are you called to media? XP Media's training team is available to teach you every phase of media production, from script writing to acting, editing, producing, and directing. For more information, visit xpmediatraining.com.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
You are called to demonstrate the kingdom of God with signs and wonders. Patricia King's book, Light Belongs in the Darkness, will help you step outside your comfort zone to reach those around you with the power and love of God. Order Light Belongs in the Darkness at xpministries.com.